This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
On Eagle 98.1.
Hey, Michelle. Well, it's not every day here at Matt's Moment that we talk about a non-revenue sport, but I do want to address it today because the Olympic Games are right around the bend this summer in Tokyo, and LSU is expected to be well represented, and one of those representatives was going to be sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson, who is amazing and actually the odds-on favorite to win the gold medal. A U.S. women's sprinter has not won the gold in the 100 meters since Gail Devers back in 1996, so it's been a quarter century, but apparently it's not going to happen for Richardson now. While at the Olympic trials, she tested positive for marijuana. She went on the Today Show on NBC this morning and took responsibility.
I want to take responsibility for my actions. I know what I did. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm allowed not to do. And I still made that decision, not making an excuse or looking for any empathy in my case.
She did go on to explain that her mother died and she was using marijuana to cope. And that's why she chose to smoke at the time that she did. You know, I would like to see, there is a possibility that U.S. track and field can add her to the roster still because of the timing. I don't need to go to all the particulars, but there's two spots that U.S. track and field can add, and she can be one of them, and I would love to see that happen. And I know that there are some people who are listening saying, well, she knew the rule, and she broke it, and she should be penalized because of it. And you know what? In part, that may be true, but sometimes rules are just stupid. For example, a lot of people criticizing Sha'Carri Richardson right now are probably the same people who were blasting the NCAA last week for disqualifying NC State for the College World Series after their positive COVID test. Look, they knew the rule, right? They didn't get vaccinated, so they were tested, and it popped up at the most inopportune time. And you know what the collective world said looking at that? How dumb is that rule? When you have 20,000 people in that stadium, yet the healthy young people on the field are disqualified from a potential life event because of something so silly? Same thing here. If she were doping, if she were cheating the sport, then absolutely take that opportunity away from her. But it's just not the case. If anything, marijuana wouldn't be a performance enhancer. It would decrease her performance. And she still ran the way that she did. And who are you or I to tell anybody how they should cope? More than half this country is legalizing marijuana as we move along. And the bottom line is, if I choose to drink whiskey because I love it and she chose to smoke marijuana safely in the privacy of her own home to cope with whatever she was doing, that's her choice and none of ours. And she doesn't need any of our judgment. Here's hoping Team USA does the right thing and reinstates Sha'Carri Richardson and allows her to represent this country in Tokyo this summer. And here's hoping some of y'all adults get off your damn high horse and realize this was a 21-year-old who lost her mother and made a decision in that moment of grief to choose what she was going to do to cope with it. I'm sure you're a perfectly well-adjusted adult who never has trouble dealing with anything significant that comes your way. Good luck to Sha'Carri Richardson. I hope she gets a chance to run in the Olympics. Hope she nails it.